A very good morning to you all, and welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. We call today's service Young People's Closing Service, but I have to mention that we are not asking young people not to come to church after this service, but taking a break from the regular activities like the Sunday club and Sunday school programs during the period of summer holidays. And so we would like to welcome all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or those who are doing so after a long while. As it has been the tradition during closing services for the young people each year, we would be inviting you people, the congregation, to join us at Berry's Den at about 1 p.m. for fellowship and games. We will now receive our call to worship, read by Zara.
Today's call to worship is from Psalm 77, verses 1 to 2 and 11 to 20. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
Our first hymn, 251, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Loving God, we do not serve you as well as we'd like to. We do not know you as much as we want to. We do not love you as much as we should do. But we want to live as your people and want to give you the commitment you deserve.
Take then the discipleship we offer, flawed though it is, and work within us by your grace to make us what you want us to be. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray and say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
So the first reading is from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 2, and then 6 to 14.
When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha,
Stay here, the Lord has sent me to Bethel.
As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.
So they went down to Bethel. Then Elijah said to him,
Stay here, the Lord has sent me to the Jordan.
As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you.
So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha,
Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?
Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit.
You have asked a difficult thing, yet if you see me, when I am taken from you, it will be yours, otherwise it will not.
As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elisha saw this and cried out,
my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel.
And Elisha saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. Elisha then picked up Elijah's cloak that had fallen from him, and then went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the cloak that had fallen from Elijah and struck the water with it.
Where now is the Lord, the God of Elijah? He asked.
When he struck the water, it divided to the right and to the left, and he crossed over.
Thanks be to God for his word. Amen.
Our first talk this morning is entitled, Being the Best We Can. About 70 years ago, a remarkable man did a remarkable thing that made him one of the most famous persons in the world. Eric Liddell of Scotland refused to run a heat at the 1924 Olympic Games in Paris because the race was scheduled on a Sunday, which in his view of the faith he thought violated the fourth commandment, which says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The story of Liddell has been acted in the Academy Award-winning film, Chariots of Fire. In it, we learn that Liddell managed to negotiate an unheard-of switch from the 100-meter race he had been scheduled to run to the 400 meters for which he had not trained later in the week. On July 11, 1924, Liddell won that race and was showered with Olympic glory. Instead of taking advantage of this situation to make his name in the field of sports and make more money too, Liddell turned his back on fame and fortune and followed his parents' footsteps, becoming a missionary in China, where his most powerful contributions to God and to his fellow humans were made. Dear children, dear congregation, one of the things we learn from the story of Eric Liddell is that he had goals for his life, even if they did not seem consistent. And so we too must always set goals for our lives in order to be the best we can. Let me read to you from the Bible, from Philippians 3:12 to 14, to further strengthen the point I am trying to make. Paul says, "Not that I have already obtained all these or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Now, how many of you have ever been involved in a foot race? If you've ever been involved in a race, let me see your hand up. Almost everybody in the congregation. So what is the one thing that can slow you down when you are taking a race or when you are running in competition? What is the thing that can slow you down? When you are in a race with others, what is the one thing that can slow you down? Some of you were running on Wednesday. I was there and I saw many of you running. What is the one thing that can slow you down? Yes, Gillette? Not hearing the whistle? Well, you told me afterwards that you did not hear the whistle. So not hearing the whistle? Any other thing that can slow you down? Yes? Getting tired? Yes? A stitch, yes, yes, a stitch. Zara, you wanted to? Okay. Thought I saw your hand. Doing what? Don't turn round. Looking forward. That's what I was looking for. All the other answers are correct. But one thing I remember hearing from a PE teacher and even my own PE teachers about what could slow you down in a race is that you should never look back. And our teachers often told us that looking back in a race slows you down, seriously. I noticed that on Wednesday when I watched the children run. Some of them were not only looking back, they were looking at their friends. And probably praying in their hearts that this one should not pass me. So there are really two reasons why looking back or looking elsewhere can slow you down. And the first is that you are spending energy and time at looking where you have been and not where you are going. And the second thing is that you lose sight of the mark or the finish line. So both of these things make you lose focus, which in turn causes you valuable time in a race. The Apostle Paul speaks of this very thing in the Bible, in the text I earlier read to you. And Paul is talking about pressing towards a goal or winning a race. He knows that he has not won the race, but he counts himself still in the race, trying to obtain the prize. And he states in verse 13, in running the race, one thing he does is forgetting those things that are in the past and reaching for the future. In other words, he does not look back. He knows that if there was some goal he did not achieve last year, he's not going to dwell on it, but just reach for those things he can do in the coming year or in front of him. Now we are coming to the end of the school year, and this is our closing service. And I am sure we are thinking about the current school year and thinking about some of the things we've not been able to do. Can you think of anything you did not do in the last year that is now ending? Or something that you have not done in the family or even in the church? Example, maybe you did not make a lot of effort in your classwork. Maybe you did not do all your homework. Maybe you did not listen enough to the teachers. You did not read your books and revise your maths always. You did not listen to mom and dad. Or you did not invite someone to church. Or you did not even read your Bibles more or tell someone about the love of Christ. Or you were not a better friend. Don't think about all those things you failed to do. But set new goals for yourself to strive towards becoming a better person. Think about one thing you would like to set as a goal for yourself during the summer holidays and when you get back to school. Now, just like in a race, and as Paul tells us, don't look back. Press on towards the goal and the prize we have in Christ, our Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, fill us with your Spirit so that we will show that we are willing and able to look forward, to strive towards the goal of being better persons as we serve you in the world. Amen. One more step along the world I go.
So now we come to part some people have been waiting for, which is the presentation of the end of the closing service books for the children. We haven't really had a creche this year, so I'll probably just pass these out. We've only got a couple. And the first one is for Anna Danielle.
Ooh. Anna Danielle, you're the champion, eh? Congratulations.
Now, we've got some others for Matilda, and I don't think MacIver's here. Sophia, and I don't think Diane is here today. Jemima, and Grace.
Hi, Grace. Congratulations.
We've got a few for the others. Rachel, who I don't think is here. Lewis.
Congratulations, Lewis. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Leo from Tapeport, I don't hear. Maisie.
Congratulations, Maisie.
Callum. Sebastian is not here. We're a little bit thin on the ground today. Gilead.
Congratulations, Gilead.
Rue, I think that's everyone. And unfortunately, we had some. Daniel, Ariel, and Annie were unfortunately couldn't make it today. Now, I think maybe just before we go on to do the presentations for the youth seekers, yep. I just wanted to say a big thank you to all the children for the past year. And we've actually got a reasonable number of children. We're rather thin on the ground today for various reasons, but we've got some new families have joined us. But if it wasn't for you as the children, then, you know, we wouldn't have a Sunday club. So thank you very much. And then thank you also to the teachers and also to all the parents and to you as a congregation. We greatly appreciate your support. Just to mention before I forget, that, as Amos said, we are stopping the regular teaching, but we still have Fun Day Sundays, which are going on over the summer. So we encourage children to come along to those, and they'll be just running at the same time as the Sunday Club. Francis and Linda are running next week, so I just advertise that at the moment. But we also have to say goodbye to people as teachers, and so Rachel has been a great support to the Sunday Club for many years, and so we'd just like to say a big thank you to you. And if you'd like to come up to the front, we've got a little card which...
Thank you so much, Rachel Ann. God bless you. Thank you.
And then we have one other card and some flowers, and that was for William and Elizabeth Berry, who have been a wonderful support, ongoing support to the church as a whole, and also particularly for the congregational picnics. And so we will pass those on. They're obviously passing on the mantle to Johnny and Megan, but they've still been very involved. And so we've got a card signed by the children and some flowers, which we will pass on to them later. Thank you very much.
So this is, believe it or not, our first kind of full year of me being here as a youth worker for our youth group. We've either been unwell or COVID has hit, and it's been an amazing year. We have done so many amazing things, like trips to Fox Lake and Rise and cinema trips. As a youth group, we have also learned so much about different characters in the Old Testament. And we've also had Youth Alpha. So we just want to thank our young people for coming along, being an amazing youth group. I think at the end we have a contact about 16, 17 young people throughout the year, which is great. And that's obviously going up with our primary sixes going up to primary seven. So we're looking forward to welcoming them in August to come and join us for Youth Seekers and Youth Cafe. But let's get on to the prizes, shall we? First up, Robert Hutchinson. Do you want to come up and get it? Thank you very much.
That's a long walk, huh? Congratulations, Robert. Yep. God bless you.
We've also had a new person join us, Bree, who's unfortunately on holiday in Florida. Not too shabby, is it? It's great. And that's great. And Matthew Franks is not able to join us today, but we also have William Monks. If you want to come up, William.
Hi, William. Congratulations. God bless.
Lucy Franks is not able to join us, but we have Ruby Wiley. If you want to come out, Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. Congratulations.
And Zara, Chiu Chong, can't keep them separated, so present them together.
Congratulations, Sarah.
We also have a gift for Cooper McNichol and Callum Cruikshanks, who are not here today. Rebecca Franks is not able to make it. Rachel Sandman is not able to make it. Stuart Monks, do you want to come up?
Congratulations, Stuart. Almost the tallest now in the church. Eh?
And last of those in age who's staying on with us this year is Connor McCowan. If you want to come up, Connor.
Hi, Connor. All of you are shooting very high. Congratulations.
We have three young people who are now sixth year and who are going on to university. They, I think some of them, most of them are on holiday, in fact, somewhere. So we've got Katie McCowan, Ryan McNichol, and Emily Sandman, who are not here today. But if we keep them in our prayers as they move on to university and college respectively. So let's give them a round of applause as well, just to say thank you. And also part of this thank you, I want to highlight some particular volunteers who, without them today, we wouldn't have ran as much as we did. So Thomas Seabrook, who's unfortunately away on work, and Graham, who's working today, they have been part of Youth Alpha and Youth Cafe throughout the year and has helped us run such an amazing teaching material for our young people. I'd like to invite Gillian Campbell up, if you want to come up all the way. Katie Cameron, Amanda Gray, and Catherine Johnston. If you all want to come up, and when you all get there, we'll give you a big round of applause.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Amanda, Catherine, Katie, and Gillian have all helped out with Youth Cafe. Gillian and Katie have been part of the core team for Messy Church this year as well. Without these guys in particular, I wouldn't be able to run what we do. So let's give them a big round of applause, please, and just say thank you so much. And I also wanted to highlight to the congregation, if you could stand up if you've helped in any way, such as if you've provided a meal for Youth Alpha, could you stand up, please? Or home baking, if you've provided a meal or home baking, please stand up. Great. If you've helped out at Messy Church, can you please stand up? You young people as well. Great, thank you. If you have provided any junk modelling or praise for us throughout the year for Messy Church, can you please stand up? Look around. Without every single one of you, we cannot run an amazing programme that we've done this year. And I want to thank each and every single one of you today for doing and helping me out running an amazing youth programme for our amazing youth. So that's it. Give them a big round of applause and just say thank you so much. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Can I ask all those who did not stand to stand now, if you are able? All those who did not stand, just stand, please. I want to also congratulate all of you for the work you do in the background, praying for all these people who are doing the work and supporting in ways that we do not necessarily see. Let us clap for them too, also. Before we bring this part to its close, I would like, on behalf of the congregation, to thank Chris. Of course, he is our youth worker, but most especially Neil and the team of people who have been taking care of our young people in this congregation. I'm not going to mention names, but you know yourselves. Thank you very much for the work you are doing in order to guarantee continuity in our faith community from the young people. And we pray that God will continue to bless you and bless our church. We will now take a song, Our God is a Great Big God. It seems as if it's going to be a presentation. second reading.
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions and factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
In our country, we enjoy a lot of freedom. We are free to come to church and to worship. We are free to choose what we want to be when we grow up. We are free to choose where we want to live. We are free to choose most of the things that affect our daily lives. Now, dear children, this might come as a surprise to some of you, but did you know that freedom is not free at all? Someone had to pay the price for us to have the freedom that we enjoy today. There are men and women in our country, community, and church who helped to pay that price. Some have served in the army, the Navy, the Marines, or Air Force. Many of them have fought in wars, and some may have been wounded. There are probably some people here this morning who had loved ones or have loved ones who paid the ultimate price for freedom. They gave their lives fighting for our freedom. Yes, it is true, we have a lot of freedom. But the greatest freedom that we have is the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The Bible teaches that the penalty for sin is death. But you and I have been set free from this penalty. We have been set free because Jesus paid the penalty for us. And the Bible tells us that Jesus died to set us free from the penalty of sin. Instead of death, we have been given eternal life. This freedom wasn't free. Jesus paid the price. Today, I want all of us to think and to thank God for those who have paid the price for our freedom. But even more important, let us thank God for Jesus Christ, who has set us free from the penalty of sin because he was willing to pay the price. But now, when we have been set free, certain things have to change in our lives. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us and produces fruit. What Paul talks about in Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I brought with me to church today a beautiful bowl. Let's see what we have here. What's that? What's that? A very ripe banana. I hear this is the kind that is very healthy. What's that? What's that? An apple. What's that? Orange. What's that? It's another group of oranges, tangerine. Now, if we take this orange, for example, we know that it has very valuable benefits in terms of health. But before I talk about this, can you think of other fruits that are not in my bowl? Can you think of other fruits that are not here? Grapes? Pardon? Pear, yes, pear. Kiwi. What? Plums. So there are a few of them. I love fruit, and most fruit not only tastes good, but also they are good for all of us. So take the orange, for example. It is sweet and juicy and has a lot of vitamin C. And we learned that vitamin C helps to prevent colds, runny noses, and sore throat. And look at this shiny red apple. Apples are good for us too. One of the things I first heard when I came into this country, we don't have this much in my country, was that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Our Bible lesson talks about fruit. And I'm not talking about apples and oranges here. It is about a different kind of fruit. What Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit. And we are talking about the way we act when we put our faith in Jesus and when we ask Him to forgive us our sins and promise to be His followers because we recognize that He has set us free. The Bible tells us that when we do that, the Holy Spirit fills us with God's love and produces some good fruit in our life. If you see an apple tree, what do you expect to find on that tree? Apples. If you see an orange tree, what do you expect to see on that tree? If you see a banana tree, what do you expect to see? I know many of you have seen apple trees, and we have some in our gardens. How many of you have ever seen a banana tree? Oh, few of you. In this country? No, not in this country. Probably in Africa or else or in Asia. So we know a tree by its fruit, whether bananas, apples, or oranges. In the same way, when you see someone who is filled with the Holy Spirit, you expect to see what the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit. Because a Spirit-filled person has certain characteristics that are good. And these characteristics are love, joy, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the question, or the questions for all of us this morning is, for example, are you always patient? That is, are you willing as a child or even as an adult to accept or tolerate delay, problems or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious? Are you always gentle and kind, showing a mild, kind or tender temperament or character? Well, I know in my own experience that there will be times when you fail to be patient or kind or to bring peace in a situation of chaos. When you fail ask God to forgive you and fill you with His Spirit so that you will produce the kind of fruit that He wants to see in your life. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the freedom that we enjoy in our country. Thank you for those who paid the price for that freedom. But even more important, we thank you for the freedom we have because Jesus was willing to pay the penalty for our sin. We pray, O Father, that the fruit of the Spirit will be made manifest in our lives for greater good. Amen. I've asked all my children whether anyone would like to be a minister. They all say no, but it seems Anna Danielle will take that baton. She was trying to talk when I was talking. Our next hymn, My Jesus, My Savior, CH4531.
Gracious God, we thank you for the love that you have shown us and your people since the world began. We thank you for being there for us and for us over the past year. In gratitude, we bring these gifts to you now. We ask that they would be used to spread your word and to the loved ones, to those who need it. We ask that you will use us as well to help others know of your great generosity, support, and endless love you show us. We thank you for our volunteers and leaders who endlessly gave up their time and energy across the past year to support our children, young people, families, and our community. Grant them peace, rest, time to relax, and bring them joy over the summer. We pray for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for today and the beautiful weather we have had over the last few weeks. We thank you that we can enjoy the sunshine with our friends and family. As we think about our church family, we pray for healing for those who are unwell right now. We pray that you would heal them and give them the love and support that they need during these difficult times. We pray for Fife Summer Slam run by Young Life happening in July. We pray for the young people that do come, they would hear and believe in you. We ask that you would be with all the volunteers and you would protect, speak through them to these young people and follow you wholeheartedly. We pray for those who run our public services. We ask that you would bless them over the summer with time to rest and relax after a difficult time serving during a pandemic. We lift them up in prayer to you today. We pray for those families who are struggling with money. We ask that you will provide many different ways to support them through the church, the community, and through our governments. We ask that you will give wisdom to our leaders as they deal with this crisis. We pray for the ongoing war in Ukraine. We pray for peace in the region. We pray for those who have been displaced from their home due to the war. We pray that they would find shelter in a peaceful land, another community to call their own, and a network of support around them. We give thanks to the charities who, like the Red Cross, who are helping these people. Bless them and their volunteers who give everything they have for these people. We ask that you would grant leaders on all sides of this war wisdom to resolve this conflict peacefully and allow the people of Ukraine to live in freedom and in peace once more. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sing our final hymn, 465, Be Thou My Vision. in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.